There's no manual for moms. You wing it. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. Who is this and what was your mom fail?
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm from Sun Prairie. And, well, I guess my fail was I believed my kids. I'm sure a lot of other people have failed in this, but mine was pretty embarrassing.
That's what you're supposed to do, right? Is believe your kids. So now I can't wait. Go for it. Tell the story.
Okay. Well, they were old enough to be able to go to the school playground by themselves. And on one of those days, about an hour after they had left, they were brought back to my door by a teacher who was walking out to her car and heard them argue. So she stopped to see if there was a problem. And so apparently the ball had been ripped out of the tetherball rope.
Oh.
My boys said they were arguing because although they weren't the ones who damaged the ball, they were trying to reattach it and had a difference of opinion.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so the teacher said since she heard some naughty language, she felt like she needed to walk them to my house. So, of course, I was embarrassed by that. Apologized to her for the inconvenience and thanked her. But I also stood behind my kids because, hey, they said they didn't break the equipment, and I believed them.
Right.
But later, when I was looking at my phone, I realized that they had taken my phone to the playground and videotaped them breaking the tetherball off the rope.
Whoops!
Yeah, I guess the teacher had come in and interrupted them and they forgot to delete the video. So literally they were caught red-handed on my phone, couldn't deny it at that point. So not only did I trust them when they completely lied, but I was short with the teacher. And as long as they were still students there, I avoided her like the plague.
I know!
I'm so embarrassed.
You still have to see them! Welcome to the club, Brittany. Together we proudly fail every single day.
Thank you.
Mom!